The scripture for today is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Now, if you aren't familiar with the Bible, is that in the Old or the New Testament? New. So you have Matthew, Mark, Luke, John in the beginning of the New Testament, and then you have what? Acts of the Apostles, and then, and finally, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We'll begin reading at verse 4. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Once you find that in your pew Bible or in your Bible that you brought, would you please close the Bible on your finger and let us stand. Raise those Bibles above our heads this morning. Let's say our Bible pledge loud and proud. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read 1 Corinthians 13. Beginning with verse 4. Now, I have to say before I read this, where is the one place that you hear this scripture more than any other place? Weddings, that's right. And you know what? Something that may surprise many of you is this has nothing to do with the love between a man and a woman. That may surprise you. We should probably treat each other like this, but the Apostle Paul wrote this letter to a church. And this is the kind of love that people in a church should show one another. And so even though I'm lifting this up as a way a husband and wife should treat one another, and that is true, its original intent, I want you to hear, is how church members should treat one another. So let us read this now. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, beginning with verse 4. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Well, this is the third Sunday for our teaching series, What the Bible Says About Love, Marriage, and Sex. And as I've said, this teaching series is for all different types of people, from youth to adult, from single to married to dating and not dating. And last week we discussed a couple of myths, and I'm wondering if you can help me out. Do you remember what the first myth was that we talked about last week? The Hollywood myth. Does anybody remember what the Hollywood myth is? True love is what? Yes, the Hollywood myth says that true love is a feeling. And then, remember the second myth? The heavenly myth. And the heavenly myth says that God created and therefore has chosen one perfect mate for you. That is the heavenly myth. And we call them myths because that really is not truth at all. And we also talked about God's principles for finding the right spouse. Do you remember those? One is share the same faith. Two is share the same direction and interests. Three is share the same values. And this is very important this week. And one reason why I'm lifting it up again, pardon me, is because I don't want you to forget what we talked about last week. God's principles, today's message, was built on this idea. So don't forget that as we're talking today. Boy, I got a tickle in my throat. So, as I like to do, we have sermon notes. If you'd like to take those out, grab a pen or a pencil this morning. That would be great.